The 2.6 challenge, can you tell me about some of the things people are doing and what are you going to be doing?
Great question. It's such a variety from some of our residents who are doing 26 steps, which for them is a massive challenge, to one person taking his first ever 26 steps, to Diane, one of our residents, doing the last bit of the marathon, which is part of our collective marathon. And that's something we've been asking everybody to do, and we've launched that on YouTube as well today. And that's asking everybody to do 1 mile each. So we're not asking anybody to do the whole 26, because in this day it's quite difficult to do that in the social distancing. So we're asking everybody just to do the 1 mile and then have 25 friends along with themselves to do the other 25 miles, making 26, and then Diane will do the 0.2. Now, for Diane, 0.2 is a marathon. She's very challenged mobility-wise, but is absolutely thrilled to be helping out in this really difficult time and do something really positive. Myself, I'm going to do the challenge on Sunday, of course. I should be doing my mile along with my family, as well as even down to my 10-week-old granddaughter. I've got her doing 26 miles. She doesn't really know that yet, but she's doing 26 miles for the first time in a day. And through to me doing 2 miles every day, building up to 6 miles every day for 6 days, so the 2.6 challenge being that way. We're all doing lots of different things. The director of fundraising is doing 26 miles on a bike for 2.6 days. So everybody's doing something different, but everybody's doing something.
Wow. So what are the residents saying about this and the drive behind it?
Well, the residents are really, really excited by it. They even have produced their own choir to support it. So, again, it's on YouTube, and we want to look at the diversity choir. Very moving, but they're singing a song that really gives impact to show what they believe. Some of our residents really struggle with communication, particularly verbal communication, so it's signed as well as sung. And they are, I mean, the commitment they've made, particularly in terms of the Diane walking the 0.2, that says everything, really. They love the services they're in. We've kept them safe so far. They understand that it's a real challenge outside for them at the moment, so we're having to keep everybody inside and restrict friends and family coming to visit. So it's tough for them at the moment. So something they can do positive, they've really taken on the challenge.
So you said that you lost £500,000 in the first week. The first week of lockdown or the first week of the pandemic?
First week of lockdown. Unfortunately for us, we had several major events, including a major ball arranged in Big London Hotel. And, of course, that was pulled. So we had all the costs outlaid already because you'd had to pay for the food and everything else ahead of. And we were expecting a significant income based on that event alone.
So what sort of impact is that having on the charity?
Well, we have, without a doubt, we have had to think really hard and long about, you know, what can we do? What can we do to make things last better? How can we make some staff? At the moment, currently, there's over 90 staff on furlough. We've lost all our charity shops. We've lost our medical engineering unit, and we've lost our mobility service currently. So all of those staff are on furlough, so that's obviously a help by having the scheme that we can now apply to, but it doesn't cover the cost of things like rent and things like that. You still have to pay all of those. So it has made a big impact on us, and I'll be honest, we're really having to think very carefully about how we can do things differently. How can we do virtual events? How can we do things like this 2.6 marathon is ideal, because we can involve lots of people, use our social media platforms, and get everybody involved right from the word go. But it is a real struggle in terms of cash flow forward, and we are going to need the help of the public in that.
So how important is this 2.6 challenge to the charity?
It's one of several things we're doing, but it's a really major importance to us. For two reasons. One, the fundraising side of it, without a doubt, and the commitment that I think London Marathon have made as well around the amount you raise also helps how much you get from their central fund as well. So that's a real benefit. The more we make, the better it is for us in the longer term. So I think that's the first thing is clearly a fundraising ask. But the second one for us is about understanding the impact on everybody's rightly concentrating on the amazing job that the NHS is doing currently. And we're doing our bit with that as well, because we take people straight out of the NHS as soon as possible with who've got acquired brain injury. But we're still going to be there at the end of this, and our fragile people still need supporting. And if that message comes out of the 2.6 by having more people involved with us as a local Surrey-based charity, then that supplies services across the South East, it would be really helpful for people to understand that message as well.
So what can people do to participate in the challenge themselves?
Well, what we're asking people on Sunday is to do anything they like that's either 2.6 or 26. But what we'd really like people to do is to be participating in our collective marathon. So get yourself and 25 friends together. Those 25 friends each do 1 mile each, and Diane will commit to do the 0.2 mile at the end herself. And we'll film that, and you can each film your own individual miles, and we'll put that all on our social media and raise money. So we're asking people to either donate £26 or whatever they can afford, or whatever they can get sponsored for each of those miles that they do. So the more people that become part of this collective marathon for us, the better, and the more importance it gives in terms of the awareness of what we do as a charity. I just want to thank everybody for everything they're doing to support the charities, particularly this event, which I know has been a major piece of work for London Marathon to turn this round. In the light of them not being able to run their charity event, they know how much it was important to all the charities, and they've put this in place of us just being bereft of the cash flow that a lot of us were expecting at this time. So I want to say thank you to everybody. Everybody try and keep safe as possible, but we will still be here, and we want to help people get out of hospital as soon as possible. And we will be Surrey major employer and major charity going forward.